it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, in the headlines. Denison King Dice Joseph is at the pinnacle of Caribbean Calypso history by winning his 10th Calypso Monarch title after performing in 10th place on 10th February with two songs written by the legendary Pat Iran. Guyana's President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali is urging teachers to be patient amidst government's efforts to enhance working conditions across all employment sectors in the country.
Top of the hour news.
And President Joe Biden announces that the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone towards hostage releases and longer ceasefire. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Denison King Dice Joseph now stands tall at the pinnacle of Caribbean Calypso history by winning his 10th Calypso Monarch title in Dominica after performing in 10th place on 10 February 2024 with two songs written by legendary musician and Calypso songwriter Pat Iran, who was just recently appreciated, recognized, honored, and awarded by Q95 Kudos to All Heroes Committee as its 17th Dominican National Hero for his exceptional contributions to the advancement of Dominica's music industry. Reowned veteran Calypsonian King Clive Hurricane Zsa-Zsaq expressed admiration for Pat Iran, acknowledging his commendable impact on the art form and his enduring influence and significant role in shaping the music landscape in Dominica. The entire world listening on Q95 heard 10-time Monarch King Dice himself acknowledge Pat Iran after receiving his 10th Calypso crown on a Saturday night by shouting out Big Up Pato. King Dice won the 2024 Calypso Monarch title with the songs entitled Wanted and Bring Money that had the crowd rocking with great lyrics, melody, rendition, stage presence, and appropriate creative stage props. The entire Dominican and worldwide audience appeared satisfied that Dice had won the competition convincingly, with miles of distance ahead of defending Monarch Trilogy, who gave a very good account of himself and placed second with two solid performances. Shan is placed third and Joy placed fourth.
In fourth place, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you in fourth place, Calypsonian
Joy. Her first time in the competition, placed in fourth. In third place, number three, Shanice. Congratulations, Shanice. Put your hands together for Trilogy. Put your hands together for Dice. I want you, Dominica, and the world by extension, to get ready. And welcome, the 10-time Calypso Monarch of Dominica, King Dice.
And that was MCs at the Grand 2024 Calypso Finals Competition. Amidst ongoing discussions surrounding the possibility of legal action being considered against a Calypsonian for the use of words in Calypso renditions Social scientist Simeon Joseph has stepped forward to offer insights on the issue. Joseph's commentary delves into the historical context of the Calypso art form, highlighting the regrettable nature of its entanglement in what he deems needless controversy. He emphasized the broader implications of such actions, suggesting that they raise questions about oppression and the fundamental right to freedom of expression.
It is unfortunate that Calypso has to be brought into that free of controversy, a useless controversy, because Calypso has always been controversial. Again, I like to bring in history to put things into context. Calypso was developed in the 17th century, okay? And it originated from an African method of singing from the slaves of Kaiso and Kanbule music that was brought from Africa to the Caribbean islands when people worked on the sugar plantations. And so the Africans who brought things like, who came to toil on the sugar plantations, they were stripped of all the connections to their homeland and family and were not allowed to talk to each other. And so what they used to do, they used to mock the slave masters and to communicate with each other, right? And many early calypsos were sung in French Creole, even in Dominica, and by somebody who was called the Griot, you know, if on the plantation, who would sing it out. And so that's how calypso is developed. Calypso developed as a result. Calypso has always been mocking people in a key.
Joseph highlighted the historical origins of calypso as a form of resistance during the era of slavery, emphasizing its role in mocking figures in authority. He noted that while slavery has been abolished, there are concerns about attempts to stifle freedom of expression in calypso.
Calypso, to mock those in authority, because it came from the slave plantation. Slavery has been abolished. Why do people want to bring us back to slavery? Why do people want to bring us back where we cannot speak, or where we have to have whip on our backs, and where we have to be crushed because we cannot express ourselves? And so that is how we have to understand. And modern calypso has come into where it is now. A few questions that must be brought to the attention as we look at that, because it's very sad. One, we hear of a calypsonian being sued by a person who holds an office in government. Let us use that approach. The person who's being sued is an inspector of police of the Dominica Police Force, being sued by an official of the magistracy, judiciary, and legal system in Dominica. Forget the legal system in terms of law. That office is a constitutional office. There are many offices in Dominica where people are appointed by the president. So the DPP is an office of state appointed. It's not even a governmental office, it's an office of state, because we have to understand a difference between an office of state and a governmental ministry. An office of state is one where the president under the constitution appoints somebody, because that's what makes it an office of state. So it's not a governmental appointment, it is an appointment which comes under the pen and writing of the presidency, as is provided for in the constitution. The DPP, director of audit, chief elections officer, cabinet secretary, permanent secretaries. These are offices of state.
Social scientist Simeon Joseph. The Kalinago territory is gearing up to host the much-anticipated Tiwi Vaval Grand Carnival Finale annual event, marking the conclusion of the carnival's seasonal festivities on the island. The event is scheduled for today, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, at 6 p.m., and promises to be one of the greatest to date, as stated by representative of the Kalinago Events Committee, Mr. Donaldson Frederick. The event serves as a culmination of weeks of revelry and showcases the rich cultural heritage of the Kalinago people. It is also coincides with Valentine's Day.
As part of Dominica's Carnival 2024, the Ministry of Kalinago Upliftment collaborated with the Kalinago Events Committee and the Kalinago Council to put together a program of activity to observe Tewe Vaval. Tewe Vaval is one of the major events highlighted on Dominica's Carnival Calendar of Events 2024, and the Dominica Festival Commission has shown great support to this event. The event will be held at the top-ranking site in Bataka, Kalinago Territory, on Wednesday, February 14th. And take note, Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, from 1:30 p.m., which is also Valentine's Day, right? Vaval now is a symbolic ceremony which is held annually on Ash Wednesday, where we symbolically bury the spirit of Vaval or Carnival. Carnival Monday and Tuesday, everyone would have enjoyed themselves, but it's also a sad moment because Carnival has ended, right? So we get together and hold what we call a mock burial of Vaval, symbolically burying the spirit of Vaval. This year, we call it Vaval and Valentines. Someone will be dressed as a priest. A wooden cross, decorated with flowers will be made, as well as a coffin. It is a ceremony, so we want to encourage you to dress in your funeral and Valentine's outfit, white, red, or black. We expect everyone to carry flowers with them.
Frederick also announced an exciting addition to this year's event, an after-party aimed at fostering social connections and allowing attendees to continue enjoying the vibrant ambience of the area. This post-activity gathering will provide an opportunity for patrons to mingle and savor the renowned Kalinago cuisine on offer.
At 1:30 p.m., drumming of traditional bands and singing will commence while we walk and dance with the coffin throughout Bataka and Crevice River, giving you a last opportunity to see and to enjoy Vaval. Traditional bands on the lineup: Band Guada, headed by Jackie Bruni; Band Bataka, headed by Prosper Paris; Atkinson Band, headed by Kenny Uzeb. So these are all traditional bands within the Kalinago territory. By 6 p.m., ladies and gentlemen, several torches will be lit and what we call buzai. So we have a bottle with some accelerant in there and a cloth. By 6 p.m., all of those torches will be lit, and this will bring out the beauty of the event. So you need to come to see that. By 8 p.m., a bonfire is lit and we will put Vaval to rest until next year, 2025. There is a formal closing ceremony where the events committee will issue prizes to the best deserving bands who have participated in Monday and Tuesday Carnival on the road. And of course, we'll have remarks by the parliamentary representative for the Salibe constituency, the Honorable Kuzia Frederick. Now we add a new twist to this year's Vaval, which is called the After Val Party. So this is where we will have the song system and people will just relax and enjoy the ambience. Kalinago cuisine will be available to persons, where we will have your traditional food, your traditional drinks, and you will just enjoy the ambience in the Kalinago territory.
And that was Kalinago Events Committee Representative Donaldson Frederick. Vice President of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Cesar Emmanuel, emphasized the crucial link between effective governance and the competent management of state affairs. In his perspective, Emmanuel asserts that the quality of governance inherently depends on the proficiency with which the state is governed. He suggested that there are many words that can be compared to fief, which can be used as guiding principles to good governance.
I must say clearly that governance cannot be good if the governing of the state is bad. And that is the values of faith. Confidence, similar with faith. Assurance, similar with faith. Belief, similar with faith. Allegiance, similar with faith. And commitment. Now, if you want to take this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words and treat them like values, because they are values within what we call that the concept of words, the concept of understanding, what is the knowledge base in the word itself. We come up with truth, for example, is a firm belief in the realization of someone or to be down to earth with somebody deep and believe in them. That is truth. You believe in what the person is telling you. You acknowledge it. You trust the person.
Emmanuel delved into the fundamental values of humanity, underscoring the interconnectedness between these principles. He emphasized the significance of faith as a steadfast commitment to a cause advocating for liberation from various forms of oppression, including those stemming from economic and political structures.
confidence, somebody you can rely on. Assurance is a positive statement. That's what it is. An assurance is a positive statement that your statement is accepted as positive. Belief is an acceptance that something exists or it is true. You know, the whole Christian theology that you have to believe in Apostles' Creed to be a Christian. I believe in God, Father Almighty. If you do not believe in that creed, and that creed has a faith-based relationship with each and every individual who believes in that faith and commitment, that you're committed to a cause. You're committed to a cause to free yourself from the oppression of the structure, the religious structure that is oppressing you, the economic structure that is oppressing you, the political structure that is oppressing you, the social structure that is oppressing you. It is your responsibility to commit yourself to getting rid of all those structures that are oppressing you, because your faith, your belief in something you cannot see or recognize, is informing you that you need to get up those things so that you could live a better material life.
Concerned Citizens Movement Vice President Sisa Emmanuel, 20-year-old Kiana Dyer from Mon Daniel, and who is also a former Miss Teen Dominica 2019, has been crowned as Miss Dominica 2024 after dazzling judges and spectators alike with her grace and talent. The pageant held on Thursday, 9 February 2024, witnessed Dyer's triumph by securing the title and also garnered several other accolades. She showcased exceptional poise and charisma on stage. Nikias Moransi claimed the first runner-up position, while Georgiana Albert secured the second runner-up spot, all adding to the excitement of the event.
The Flow People's Choice Award is Georgiana Albert.
And the Miss Amity Award, and that's the award that's decided among the contestants themselves, goes to Georgiana Albert.
The Miss Photogenic Award goes to Kiana Dyer.
The award for Best National Spectacular Wear Creation goes to Kiana Dyer.
The award for Best in National Spectacular Wear goes to Kiana Dyer.
The award for Best Performing Talent goes to Kiana Dyer.
The award for Best Swimwear goes to Nikes Moransi.
And the award for Best in Swimwear goes to Nikes Moransi.
The award for Best Evening Wear goes to Nikes Moransi.
And the award for Best in Evening Wear goes to Kiana Dyer.
The award for Best Response to Question, the award goes to Kiana Dyer.
And now for the top three major awards of the Miss Dominica pageant. Second runner-up is Georgiana Albert.
First runner-up goes to Nikes Moransi.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Dominica 2024 is Kiana Dyer.
And that was MCs for the 2024 Miss Dominica pageant, Raymond Lawrence and JL Joseph. In other news, Guyana's president, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, delivered a plea to teachers, urging them to exercise patience amidst ongoing efforts by the government to enhance working conditions across all employment sectors. His remarks came during the opening of Guyana's Technical Training College Facility Stimulator. President Ali emphasized the government's commitment to elevating the quality of education in Guyana to an internationally recognized standard. However, his appeal comes amidst a nationwide industrial action initiated by the Guyana Teachers Union. The president expressed his belief that the ongoing strike is primarily politically motivated, rather than driven by genuine concerns for teachers' well-being. He urged educators not to be manipulated for political gains and reassured them that the government's profound appreciation for their invaluable contributions to the nation. President Ali underscored the government's dedication to gradually improving welfare packages for all workers, with a focus on sustainable wealth creation and enhancing the overall well-being of Guyanese citizens. He emphasized the need for patience, outlining plans for comprehensive evaluations and structured interventions to further enhance benefits of workers. Highlighting anticipated economic growth and development, President Ali encouraged teachers to trust in the government's commitment to improving their welfare and emphasizing the promising future ahead for all Guyanese citizens. And in a bid to alleviate the escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Monday that the United States is actively advocating for a six-week pause in hostilities, viewing it as a crucial step towards achieving a more enduring ceasefire. The announcement followed talks with Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah, held at the White House, where the leaders addressed a range of pressing issues.
They need to be protected.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday stressed the need to protect innocent civilians in Gaza after scores of Palestinians were killed in the southern city of Rafah during an Israeli military operation that freed two hostages held by Hamas. The speech alongside Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House comes as Biden has become increasingly vocal in his demand that Israel not undertake a ground offensive in Rafah without a plan that protects Palestinian civilians.
Major military operation in Rafah should not proceed without a credible plan for ensuring the safety and support of more than 1 million people sheltering there. Many people there have been displaced multiple times, fleeing the violence to the north, and now they're packed into Rafah.
Biden, who has shown increasing exasperation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not heeding his advice, said he and allies in the region were working, quote, day and night on a deal to pause fighting, allow hostages to be freed, and increase the flow of humanitarian assistance to Gaza.
The United States is working on a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, which would bring an immediate and sustained period of calm to Gaza for at least 6 weeks.
Sources familiar with the talks told Reuters that senior officials from the U.S., Egypt, Israel, and Qatar were expected to resume negotiations on Tuesday in Cairo to work on a three-phase deal framework to release hostages and achieve an extended pause.
We are still focused on trying to get an extended humanitarian pause.
White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that some progress had been made in negotiations toward a pause in fighting, but that more work was still needed to be done. The intensifying conflict.
And that's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Denison King Dice Joseph is at pinnacle of Caribbean Calypso history by winning his 10th Calypso Monarch title after performing in 10th place on 10th February with two songs written by legendary Pat Aaron. 5DA.com. Guyana's President Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali is urging teachers to be patient amidst government's efforts to enhance working conditions across all employment sectors in the country. And President Joe Biden announces that the United States is pushing for a six-week pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza as a stepping stone towards hostage releases and a longer ceasefire. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Felix Environment.
News as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com.